The Pentagon is disputing a new report from Amnesty International, which claims that civilians are being killed in Somalia by U.S. airstrikes targeting the Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab, which has links to Al-Qaeda. The Department of Defense released a statement that says there have been no civilian deaths. Citing intelligence, it says non-military organizations like Amnesty International don't have access to. Well, here now is Peter O'Dowd spoke with Amnesty International's Brian Kastner, weapons advisor for the group's international crisis team, and asked him for the top line finding in today's report.
The top line is that AFRICOM has been saying for 2 years that zero civilians have died in their airstrikes in Somalia. And this is despite the fact that the number of airstrikes has really ramped up, tripled in 2017, went up from there. We're on pace for 140 or so in 2019. And so despite this real ramp up in attacks, they keep reporting that zero civilians have died and all of their strikes have been perfect. It doesn't pass a basic test there. Nobody's perfect, especially in war. We investigated the area right around Mogadishu. We had very limited access. But in five of the strikes that we were able to really nail down, we identified 14 civilian dead and 8 injured.
Your research shows that essentially two things are happening. Number one, that civilians are killed when they are nearby suspected terrorists. And number two, that civilians are killed when they are simply mistaken as terrorists. Can you tell me about one of those situations in which one of those things happened?
Absolutely. There's actually a case where those kind of things intersect. There was a case in Gobale, which is a little town about 75 kilometers north of Mogadishu, and there was a car driving down the road. This was August of last year, and there was probably an Al-Shabaab, suspected Al-Shabaab, you know, member inside the vehicle, but there were three other men in the vehicle as well. Two of them were there to dig a well. One of them was worked for Hormuz telecommunications company. He worked for the mobile phone company. And then there was a strike on that vehicle. And, you know, the target was probably the Al-Shabaab member inside. But the three other men, because they were with a known Al-Shabaab member, were presumed to be part of the group themselves. And so when AFRICOM reports that, they report it as 4 terrorists killed. Mm. And we reported as 1 terrorist killed and 3 civilians. And this is how the civilians just get wrapped up. And this is also how AFRICOM tells Congress that they killed 0 civilians, is it's the classification of who these men are. And then in some cases, you know, there's women and children that are nearby, and that's just not being reported by AFRICOM at all.
The strikes are being carried out by what? Drones, manned aircraft?
It's a combination, actually, and that was one of our findings as well. There are some new weapons that the U.S. is employing that we have seen used for the first time in my work. I look at bomb scrap from all over the world, and I had never seen these weapons before. One of them is a GBU-69, which is a type of weapon that flies a very long distance to its target and flies very, very quietly. And it doesn't come off a drone. It comes off of an AC-130 gunship, which is a kind of airframe that is normally used to support infantry. It's an escalation of the conflict. It's not just one strike here and there. The numbers is ramped up in the weapons as well.
The escalation has been happening since April 2017 as the U.S. has ramped up its fight against Al-Shabaab. What can you tell us about how or why that priority has shifted in the White House?
I'm not sure I can tell you that I know exactly what's going through everybody's head there, but I would say this. Our reporting indicates that there was a move to declare Somalia an area of active hostilities, is what they call it, basically to apply war zone rules to Somalia. But in March of 2017, the president did sign a new directive and basically changed the rules and lowered the protection for civilians and allowed far more strikes than normally would have been allowed, and because civilians were allowed to be closer or categorized in different ways. And it's also true that as the fight against ISIS kind of began to tone down in Syria and Iraq, and as new weapons became available, this is where the AC-130s, we think, came from, is that once they weren't needed up there, they were directed to Somalia.
Of course, the context behind all this is that the Trump administration is consistently saying it wants to extract military operations from places around the world, Syria and Afghanistan, and yet U.S. government is ramping up in Somalia. So what are you calling on the government to do?
Well, first and most importantly is admit reality. do the investigations into the five strikes that we were able to do, do investigations into the 95 or 100 other strikes that have happened, and where civilians have been killed and it's a war and this happens, then they should say so. They should stop gaslighting a country and saying that this stuff is not happening. You know, we sit down in Mogadishu with these families, and the official U.S. government response to these families is either your loved one didn't die or they were al-Shabaab when they really weren't. And so the U.S. should investigate each of these cases and bring justice and, you know, recognize the victims.
Brian Kastner, Amnesty International's Senior Crisis Advisor on Arms and Military Operation. Thanks for speaking with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.